Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, right here, two locations here in Southern California, Costa Maker, and the new one down in San Diego off of Marina Boulevard there. Having a great time talking fishing and talking Parker Boats.
You're not kidding, man. Great show, great information. Like I said, we still haven't got a lot of the great stuff out of Kevin. I mean, just so much.
Yeah.
The guy is such a wizard when it comes to these boats, and man, I'm looking forward to another hour talking about it. And if you want to join us and be a part of the fun, talk to Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, 833-288-0973. That's our number. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the guru of the Southern California boat, you're also going to get your shot at winning a killer prize. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, a full-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing, and two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. All that going to one lucky caller. Again, if you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. It's already been a busy morning, but we do have an open phone line. You can slide in right now.
Indeed. All right, time for the catch report.
You got it. We're going to find out what's biting. The 8 a.m. FishDope.com report, sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? It's the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Get it at selected tackle shops and be ready to get bit and be ready to get a great deal on that Gamakatsu.
Boy.
Gamakatsu, as everybody knows, is one of those things that rarely to never goes on sale. They just don't need to. They're premium hooks. They often are never seen on discount. Fred Hall Show, there's going to be a very cool deal, and that's all I'm allowed to say.
Yeah.
But
well, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, tune in, because Ted, from the sales manager from Gamakatsu, is going to call in, and maybe we can get it out of him what that deal is.
Let's try, because they're, you know, not really supposed to talk about it, but it's a, there's going to be a very good deal on Gamakatsu and Fred Hall. It's going to be very cool. We're excited. Hey, let's find out what's going on the water. It's time for that FishDope.com report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Kevin.
Good morning.
Here we are, guys, mid-February, nice weather. Got natural signs of spring busting out everywhere.
Right?
And, they're around, man. One of my favorites is the famous white flowers on the dogwood trees.
Ooh.
Trees up here, my benchmarks, they are in full bloom, but they're a little behind schedule dropping down. I mean, I can't believe that they're still on there. They're usually gone a week to 2 weeks earlier. And that typically means a little later season, a little cooler water. So we'll see what happens.
Ooh.
But anyway, what is scheduled, a whole bunch of squid that moved into Catalina, new bait. Main zone is kind of above the middle back there, a little harbor to Cat Harbor like that. And the beauty of the bait being in that zone is often where we find a little bit warmer water temperatures this time of year, and where we often see that first season, good early season sea bass fishing get rolling in there. That area is rich with deep structure, kelp lines, some of my favorite little beaches, lots of little nooks and crannies in there. And, guys, there's also a few boilers that come up from fairly deep water with very little warning. So if you're not familiar with the area, be very careful poking around in there. Also, a little bit of bait showed up elsewhere on the island there. Keep an eye on the backside east and front side west. It's all getting ready to get going from the look of it there. The island's looking good. As for the local scene, pretty good sand bass fishing around on the local structure spots, deeper water structure. Squid on a lead head's been working really well. And for you Long Beach guys, your Nacho's got some bait and a receiver right now, so that bodes well. And then offshore, you know, overall not much. But, you know, if you guys want to run the boat on this nice weekend we've got here, you want to take a little road trip, you might just go check outside the 9 up toward that 178. A few days back, there was a hint of good great bluefin in there. I don't know for sure if that's 100% deal or not, but, you know, it's a good excuse for boat riding. take your popper rods. You just never know what you might find there. So, spring's right around the corner, guys. Conditions are straightening out, and overall, it's looking good.
Indeed. And fishdope.com, Danny and the boys over there have had all the information you need to know. Now is when you really need to pay close attention, because ever-changing conditions and water warming up, the dogwood trees in bloom, all that stuff. They'll have all that for you at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa, Chica, and Edinger. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And lots going on. Stop by and say hello, guys.
Indeed. I like it, Mark. We like reports of bluefin that start in February, man. Keep that coming. We like it. Appreciate
you know, I mean, you heard Tom Green last weekend. All week, I can't get over the size of those schools he was talking about down there.
Like,
holy cow.
I still haven't calmed down from that. Like, that report jacked me up so bad. And I know, I mean, like I said, I was talking with Pete about it this morning. There for sure have been bluefin caught. You know, we have the charter boat that into the depth sport fishing, you know, some of the kids that work at the shop, I mean, they 100% sure left San Diego, went out and caught bluefin tuna, local trip. I mean, no, it's not a thought, a maybe, wasn't a photo from last year. I mean, for sure, those guys
they
went out and caught fish. You know, where they were, I don't know. But, I mean, they left San Diego in the morning. They came back San Diego in the afternoon with local bluefin tuna. And it's just so cool that that's a thing. And you string together multiple days like we have right now. You look out the window. It's no surprise to anybody. I mean,
no.
That fish is around, man. It's really cool.
Excited. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's time, for sure. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that. And who knows what next week going to bring, huh?
You know what? It's going to be some fun stuff. We'll talk to you guys later. Have
All
a
right.
good one.
We'll Thanks a lot.
Mark.
Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, let's head on down to San Diego over to Seaforth Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, let's have some nice weather this weekend. Got all the boats out there fishing. So got those half-day trips running, you know, a little later departure. Those 9 o'clock departures have actually been pretty popular. Still catching some bass on there, a little bit of calico bass and sand bass in there. And honestly, getting those boats out has actually been really nice. It's one of the more consistent January, February half-day trips we've had in a while there. They're out there catching fish. Those new Seaforth trips, running three-quarter-day trips offshore, catching those rockfish, the reds there, very good fishing on there, and that's been super consistent. And we'll keep running those through the end of the month here. But I know a lot of people have been waiting for this. San Diego is going to go back online starting next Saturday, a week from today.
Okay.
They're going to be fishing down at the islands.
That's great news, Marcos. We're excited.
I mean, it really starts the season. We're going to be covering a lot of ground there. We'll be fishing locally. We'll be fishing the islands. We'll be fishing, you know, a little deeper there looking for the rockfish. So lots of options for you. If you want a shorter trip, we got those half days, a little longer trip, those three-quarter days, and then the San Diego on their full-day trip. So we're looking forward to some really good fishing on those. Pretty sure the islands haven't been fished much lately, so hopefully they'll get into some nice stuff down there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have the full schedule up there, half days, three-quarter days, and full days. And whale watching, of course. We're still running those trips. We're seeing lots of great whales out there, lots of good dolphin sightings out there. So whether you've got family visiting, they just want to get on the water and do a whale watching trip, you know, do a longer trip, a little shorter trip, lots of options there. Just call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you out on a trip there, get you out there fishing or whale watching. You can always come down and visit some person, get your gear tuned up, because it looks like season's going to start rolling here pretty quick.
No kidding. You know, speaking of whales, when I was out fishing on Thursday, we saw more gray whales still heading south than I've seen in a long time. So they're out there in force.
Yep.
You know, it's interesting. The last season, too, it seemed to be a little bit later start. It's almost like that migration shifted a little bit. So still plenty of whale watching to do.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Marcos, if somebody wants to take advantage of the great fishing and all the fun down at Seaforth, how do we find you?
Give us a call, 619-224-3383. If you want to talk to someone, we'd be more than happy to help you out, find a trip for you, get you all set up. Come down, visit some person, and pick up a burrito next door, man. Those burritos are delicious.
Oh,
I had one of the California burritos this morning, and Sorry, Rick. I don't think the Rock Hard Rick Breakfast Burrito's coming back.
Hey, man. We'll still burrito it up, man. There's a good burrito at Seaforth is worth going.
That place is killing it.
That's
there.
Awesome.
Corey's doing a great job over there. Or if you just want to stay at home and your jammies watching TV, seaforthlanding.com. You can make a reservation straight online there and then come fishing.
That's awesome, Marcos. Hey, I want to mention a cool event that's going to be happening at Seaforth Sport Fishing a week from today, next Saturday. I know Bo from Big Rock, who's our salesman, is kind of organizing a really cool event for Sunny Trent, who's a gal who's a fisherman and a hunter and a stock car driver. She's only 30 years old, and she's got a battle with cancer right now. And Bo is putting together a big fundraiser that's going to happen on the boardwalk outside of Seaforth a week from today. So it'll be Saturday, February 22nd, from 10 a.m. to noon. And basically, Bo is like our distributor that sells a lot of the everyday tackle to the stores. You know, all the little stuff, the hooks and sinkers and jigs. Like, Bo's the guy that helps all of us buy most of that stuff and is very well connected and kind of put this together for a really cool gal that needs a little help raising some funds. And so he's gotten together with a bunch of the different tackle stores, ourselves and all the Turner stores and everybody. I know Seaforth and lots of people have reached out and they've all donated cool stuff. And it's fishing tackle and rods and reels and trips and just stuff, and they're going to do a silent auction again a week from today, so next Saturday at Seaforth. It's only from 10 a.m. to noon. It's cash only. I know Lori Byron's going to be down there at the event if somebody just wants to make a cash donation to Sunny, so it'll be a really cool event and easy to do, not a big production, and hopefully raise some money for a gal that's got a fight in front of her and is one of us. So a cool event that Bo's putting on. I know that'll be next weekend down there at Seaforth.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you can't make it down for one of those trips, definitely come down for that event. We expect to see you down here, expect you to try the burritos, and honestly, you might have to bring someone with you to split that burrito, because those things are big.
The smoke, hey, my favorite, Marcos, the smoked carnitas taco. Oh, man.
That thing is really good. Woo! Breakfast tacos are really good,
yeah,
too. So,
yeah.
No excuses.
Yep.
Not to see you guys down here next weekend.
Right on, Marcos. Appreciate it. Great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, it's sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, phones are packing up. You want to get through, here's your chance. One line open at 833-288-0973. You'll be the first on your block to own a pair of Fred Hall Long Beach tickets, as well as a ticket to go see Ryan on the San Diego and go fishing with him starting this Saturday.
I'm so stoked about that, man.
That's going to be good
that
stuff.
That is such the kickoff to like our local
season.
Yeah. I mean, if they're around...
He'll find him.
Yeah, Booger and Bravo will find him, man. Those guys are really
good.
No
question.
Yep. I'm excited. Sure. Well, the phones are getting packed up. Let's jump back into them. Mike and Rosemead, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Kelly on the trailering all your boats, because they're essentially all trailerable. And Pete, you can kind of chime in on this, too, because it kind of relates to you. How many boats, Kelly, do you sell without a trailer? Reason I'm asking is because, Pete, I know you said your boat lives in the water, but it's essentially an 18-footer. Do you have a trailer that you just keep in storage? So how do you work that out? So that's my question.
Great question.
Yeah, good question. I purchased the boat without a trailer, which you can do as an option. You can buy it with or without a trailer, right, Kevin?
Correct. Yeah.
I did the same.
But most people put it on a trailer.
Most people put it on a trailer. You know, 90% of the people get it with a trailer. The other 10%, they keep it in the water, and you know, when it comes time for service for that, both of our locations, whether it's in Costa Mesa or down here in San Diego, we have yard dog trailers that we can, you know, meet you at the launch ramp, haul the boat, take it up to our shop, and, you know, get the needed service done, go back and relaunch it, and off you go. So you might not need the trailer under those circumstances.
Right.
You know,
if you want your boat to live in the water.
Yeah, and, you know, some people want that, you know, immediate access to having the boat in the slip and, you know, get off and go and fishing right away.
We utilize West Coast Marine in San Diego, the service department, and we're that guy. We don't have a trailer for our 25, and when we need it, the guys meet us at the launch ramp. It's a very small fee compared to, you know, the money, because our boat lives in the water, and no doubt, I mean, it's nice to have a trailer, and you guys put the best trailers in the world under those boats when necessary, but ours would literally be that. You know, we would be spending a couple $100 a month keeping it at a storage lot just to use it once every 100 hours to pull the boat out for service. So instead, we pay a fraction fee. The guys meet us at the launch ramp. The boat comes out on your trailer. They service it, and we put it back in the water. Like, we're thousands of dollars ahead just because we don't, you know, we don't trailer anywhere.
Yeah, you don't have the maintenance on a trailer. You don't have the insurance. You don't have to store it someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of benefit to that.
Yeah, and it's easy. Yeah, you just call the guys at West Coast, either in Costa Mesa or San Diego, and make arrangements to do it. They run down to the launch ramp, pick your boat up, take it back, service it, put it back in for you.
Wham, bam, it's done.
It's so slick.
Yeah. So there you go, Mike. There's a good solution for you if you don't want a trailer. But there's a, you said about 90% of your boat owner, Parker boat owners, leave it on a trailer.
Yeah, they get the trailer, and they might want to run it up and down the coast or not keep it in the water. So
right.
I do have a question for Kevin on that. I've started to see more aluminum trailers out here. I mean, we've always used, a galvanized steel trailer. What do you guys use more commonly? What's the benefits? When most boats do get sold and you put trailers on them, what are you guys using, and what are kind of the differences between the two?
I use a Pacific trailer and their galvanized trailer, and we always go up a little bit in capacity to have a safety factor on them. And I like the galvanized trailers because they're welded and they're stiff. There's been occasions where I've been trailering a boat on an aluminum trailer, and I look in the rearview mirror, and the boat and the trailer are wiggling,
swaying
and
around,
back there, and it's just, I don't know. It might be just a personal preference.
Sure.
But there's a lot of aluminum trailers out there. They oxidize, they don't rust. Where a galvanized trailer will eventually start seeing rust marks here and there. I specify when we do build the trailer that we have the welded load guides and the welded risers for the bunks put on before the trailer goes to galvanizing. So all the welding's done, and then it gets dunked.
That's galvanized.
That's a beauty of getting the trailer through you, because they already know where to put the bunks for a 25 Parker.
Yeah, we know the pattern.
Yeah.
And there's kind of specific things that we've done over the years to make the trailer easier to use and last longer.
That's awesome.
And Pacific makes a nice
trailer.
No doubt.
And,
for sure.
You know, there's other people out there that do the aluminum trailers that do a good job, too. You know, Wayne.
So it's your preference, either way?
Yeah.
You don't have a preference one way or another?
I don't have a preference. Well, I guess I do
your
have a preference.
Your personal preference is steel,
is a galvanized.
But if somebody wants an aluminum trailer,
no problem.
We'll get an aluminum trailer.
Are there any advantages to aluminum?
Aluminum trailer is lighter. And
lighter.
So that you can technically haul more weight, because it's just a lighter trailer when you go to add up your gross vehicle weight rating for the trailer and the boat.
Yeah.
And they don't rust.
They don't rust
with that red rust. Aluminum oxidizes.
But you see a lot of aluminum trailers, like in Florida, on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you see so many of those over there and you don't see galvanized trailers?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't have Pacific trailers.
I don't know. The other thing that I do like on the galvanized trailers, the load guides. I can put bigger, stiffer load guides on each side of the trailer, so when you go to, pull the boat out of the water, you can just drive it right up through these
right
guides.
On. Right.
Where most aluminum trailers just have the stick in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and those things are wobbling around and don't give you anything solid to come up against when you're fighting surge on the launch ramp.
Yeah, you got
those load guides are nice on
those. You got a little breeze, you got a couple people next to you. It's nice.
You can just inch it on and just keep moving it forward, and it goes,
settles right in,
right up
the
trailer.
Hey, if you if you are not on our Facebook or Instagram, it's easy. Just go to our app or our website, letstalkhookup.com, or go to the Let's Talk Hookup app in the App Store or Google Play Store. Download it for free. And you can access our Instagram, Facebook, which we posted a great picture of Kevin and his sidekick,
Lucy,
this morning, right here in the studio with Rick and myself. So Lucy will be everywhere with you at the shows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring
a treat to Lucy if you're going to the show.
We're headed up to Orange County in a little while here.
Yeah. What time does that show start?
Starts at 10.
And how many boats do you have there?
I have four.
Four of them there.
Yeah.
All right.
And, and Lucy will be there.
Okay.
Dallas sent me a text this morning to say hi to Lucy. She didn't mention anything to say to Kevin. She just wanted to make sure it was, you know, make sure to say hi to the dog.
Yeah.
All right. See, that's typical.
Yeah. 833-288-0973. You want to have a chance to win a trip on the San Diego. Also, two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. There's your shot.
How about we next talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. It's Mike, your expert novice. First off, that Scott Sherman, I've heard him on your radio show. I didn't know he's running for office, but if he's the first one, I'm going to vote for him.
Very good. Scott Sherman for mayor of San Diego, indeed.
He's a good guy.
Very good guy.
The boat to San Diego, is it like, does it have good accoutrements, meaning like showers and all that stuff, as opposed to a little half-day boat? And my other question is, What would be a good parker for a novice? Because I want to get my neighbor to buy one.
What's better than your own boat?
Yeah,
your friend's boat.
Yeah. How are you going to pull that off?
Yeah, that's a good one. The Liberty has showers. I don't believe the San Diego has showers.
Right. Does it have nice accoutrements? Yes, the boat is extremely comfortable. It's fast. It's low to the water. It's stable. One of the best captains and crews and second captains around.
Oh, yeah.
The boat does not have showers, but it's an amazingly comfortable galley and lots of seating space, lots of room to sit up top. So very, very comfortable boat. Shower specifically, no, but a really nice boat.
Yeah, and as far as his neighbor's boat, what are you going to sell him?
You know, the most popular boat that Parker has and we sell here on the West Coast is their 2320 Pilot House. Great size deck, single engine, go offshore wherever you want to go. It can handle the big fish, and it's easily trailerable.
Yeah.
It's eight and a half foot beam, you know, standard, no extra permits to pull for that. And, you know, it's reasonably priced, and it's just a good all-around fishing boat for, you know, four guys.
Yep.
And if you need something bigger, that 2520 is the next one up, the most popular. And that's just a big brother version of the 23.
9.5 foot beam.
But it is 9.5 foot beam, which is pretty substantial.
That extra foot.
In our waters out there, having that extra foot of stability.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great combination.
An extra foot of beam is just, it's a mile, you know. And when you're talking boats, you know, an extra foot is a mile in either direction, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
logarithmic.
Yeah,
it's
huge.
Yeah.
Indeed. Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. Things are packing up if you want to get through. 833-288-0973. More Kevin Kelly, a West Coast Marine, when we return with Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
At Olokai, we handcraft Hawaiian-inspired footwear, finding inspiration in Hawaiian culture and craftsmanship. Fishing is at the heart of the Hawaiian culture today, just as it's been for centuries. Generations of fishermen and women cast inshore and offshore in search of the next big catch. No matter how they do it, there's attention to detail and respect for the ocean that guides their passion. At Olokai, they believe in the same attention to detail when crafting the highest quality shoes and sandals. Olokai's water-friendly Nohea Moku slip-on shoe features razor sipping with non-marking rubber for extra grip on the deck, the dock, or the rocks. And it's designed for easy on-off barefoot wear. And when it comes to sandals that perform, Olokai's new Ulele provides the comfort and durability of a sneaker pressure for those long days on the boat or shore. Whether you're loading up the boat, shoreline fishing from the rocks, or scoping out the best place to set up on the beach, Olakai takes you further. Shop or find your local retailer at olakai.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. This is a good time, man.
Yeah, talking Fred Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Kevin. How are you?
Great.
You guys got me excited about the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's our first opportunity giving away tickets today to the Long Beach show, and it's like, it's in our face. It's here, Bart.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I know. And you know, so I'm going to reveal a little bit of announcing it here for you the first time.
Ooh.
Something a little bit new.
Ooh.
So, right there where Kevin is, Kevin's got more space this year, number one.
Yeah.
He's going to have a bigger booth.
All right.
So,
same area.
More boats. Same area, right there. Bigger booth. You know, he's got his motor, all his Yamahas over there, and all his boats. But then, right across from him, we've had marine electronics there for many years. But this year is going to be the largest selection of marine electronics ever seen at any show in the West Coast. But even now, here's something nobody knows, so you're going to know now. We're putting a big marine electronics seminar area where the Sporting Chef used to be. So right there, so right where Kevin is, and of course there's the 805 beer stand right there. You can get an 805. You can hang out with Kevin, get an 805, go look at the marine electronics, go listen to what's going on over there, put it all together on your Parker boat. It's going to be a really nice corner right there.
Nice.
I like it, Bart. Hang out.
That sounds great. And what happens to the Sporting Chef?
Well, I'll let you know that on another call.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's exciting, Bart. I know there's a lot of things to put in that Long Beach Convention Center. It's going to be...
Can you imagine the job and task that Bart and Mike and everybody on that crew has trying to refit that jigsaw puzzle every year? There's so much stuff, and it just seems bigger and better every year, and I don't know how you guys do it, but you always pull it off, and it certainly sounds like this year is going to be more of the same.
Indeed, and of course, we'll have that that live broadcast Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 and 9 a.m., from the Long Beach Hyatt Regency's down there, and we're always looking forward to that.
So much fun.
Me too. That is really fun, Pete. I think everybody loves it. You're on in studio audience and all the people listening. It's really a lot of fun.
It is a good time. Well, Bart, we're excited about the show coming up 2 weeks from Wednesday. Yes.
I know.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway.
Ready to go.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. This is now I start getting excited now. I'm nervous up until now. Now I start getting excited.
There you go. Yeah, you've only been doing this for how many years, right? Yeah, it's like...
This is the 74th year of the show.
74th year, yeah. Hey,
Bart,
looking forward to it. Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Okay, guys.
All right. See you, buddy.
Have a great morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. One line open. You want to get through 833-288-0973.
How about Tom and Temecula up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Kevin, I got a question for you. You know, earlier in the show there, you were talking about some modifications you did to one of your boats. And I know there's a lot of East Coast boats that are popular. And how receptive is Parker to, you know, having a West Coast boat built that, you know, has basically all the bells and whistles that, you know, we need out here, you know, speaking towards the bait tank on the deck there as opposed to the ones on the transom?
They build a mass-produced boat, and they do have their own style of bait tank that they put on the deck, and it's a square one. They don't understand quite how our live bait fishing works out here. And, you know, that's not a big deal. We just don't order it with it. And, you know, we give the business to either Randy at Blue Water Bait or over
Mark
there.
Mark
Wish over at Pacific Edge. If I go with the West Coast style, which on this 2120 that we did modify, I've been trying to get them just to go back to the old transom that they originally had, and they wouldn't even do that. But
the thing is, the live well seems to be kind of the only thing, though, that is something that we just don't use a lot of out here, and that's a very easy one. I mean, most of the other things, you guys, quote-unquote, trick them out, but that's the only thing of any real substance that's a little more East Coasty and not the most ideal for what we're doing.
Correct.
And that's, like you say, it's a very easy fix.
It's an easy fix. You know, there's other items, you know, that I don't order from the factory. They have a, you know, rocket launcher for 6 rods. Well, you know, that's my quiver.
That's good for me.
That's not gonna hold everybody. But you know, all that stuff's easy to take care of, and you can customize it, and you can make it, you know, whatever angle you want. So, and it's all good.
And that's the reason. So you've been this for a long time. You know exactly how to advise people. Well, you don't want this, but you want that.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
That's the thing that I've said to so many people. The reason my buying experience was so easy, Neil and I, is that Kevin was just upfront and honest and easy. Like, he talked us out of a lot of options that we planned on buying. Like, look, man, of course I'll do it for you, but if I were you, I wouldn't order that for this reason, this reason, this reason. I mean, he saved us a bunch of money. Could have just as easily, you know, click the boxes, because we said yes, but, like, he sat down with us and said, man, you don't want this, you do want that, save your money here, spend your money there.
And
like,
we can do better, you know, out here.
Exactly.
And more towards how you fish. And it might not be the same as some other guy, you know, he wants something a little bit different. We can accommodate that.
What's amazing about Parker boats, too, is even though they're built on the East Coast, they're such a West Coast boat. They're a total West Coast style boat, especially when you have the advice of somebody like you to say, this is our West Coastized version of the Parker.
Just like the high bow rail.
Yeah.
You know, they've named that the West Coast High Bow Rail.
Yeah.
And that is the beauty of the Parker that just comes basic. It lends itself to these upgrades and customization and, you know, tricking the boat out how you want it.
All the ones that you have in stock right now are West Coastized.
You've
customized them for us.
Well, we haven't. The ones that I have in stock, I haven't put on bait tanks.
No.
Or,
yeah. But I mean, you have West Coast bow rails, you know,
correct,
the proper rocket launchers, et cetera.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you
buy,
you put the small amounts on them, but they're the blank canvas. So, like, you get to add whatever custom things you want to them.
Exactly.
Because you might want a jacuzzi-sized bait tank, or somebody else might say, "Hey, I'm going to use this more for inshore, and I don't need to worry about having four scoops of bait. You know, one is plenty for me, and I want more room this way." Or
exactly.
Or I need a 24 rod rocket launcher. Well, I might need 12. Or
on my tower I might want 12 volts so I can operate my kite rod.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Sure.
I mean, those are all
you can
kinds
do that
of, stuff
kind of stuff
that we can do.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get that from, you know, anything on the East Coast.
No, for sure.
So,
hey, Tom, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next off we talk to Rich? He's calling us from up in Bradley this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning. I've got a question about towing. What is the size range where you start running into special regulations for towing? And maybe on the other end of the size range, where do you start to lose being comfortable getting in and out of gas stations, because not all those places are what you would call trailer friendly?
That's a great question.
It starts with Caltrans as far as towing on the highways here in California, and you're limited to 8.5 foot beam unless you have the Caltrans permit for a wide load, which is anything over 8.5 feet. And so the 25-20s and the 28-foot Parkers that we have, those technically required to have that wide load permit. And it's a...
How many of the people that have them have that?
I'll excuse myself from this part of the conversation.
I've seen a lot of the 25s and 28s going down the road, and they don't have the wide load sign up at all, but I can't say that. I need to
that's
follow
the
party
law says.
Yeah, but
I can tell you how many times I've pulled that permit, and I've brought my boat up to Kevin's place plenty of times.
It's $90 a year, and it's just filling out paperwork online, and it's not a test or anything.
Right,
they just want the fees because you're towing a bigger, heavier boat, and that's more wear and tear on the streets. But,
yeah,
you know, as far as what size boat, goes in the gas stations and stuff, you know, when you're towing the 25s and the 28s, you know you got something behind you.
Yeah.
And you just need to swing wide and take things slowly and that type of thing. The 23s and down, you know, those are all towed with, F-150s and that kind of stuff, and they're not that big.
Indeed. Hey, Rich, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Yeah, what do you need to tow? Like an F-150, would it tow a 25?
If it's got the new 150 with the upgrade suspension,
yes,
it'll tow, 12,000 or 14,000 pounds, yeah.
Yeah.
Because a 25-20 is pushing 10,000 pounds.
Wow.
With trailer and boat and some equipment and that kind of stuff on.
I have a 3/4 ton F-250 diesel, and it's just great. I mean, it's a big boat. Like I said, no matter what, even,
it's back there.
That's a lot of truck, but still, you know it's there.
But you don't need a big diesel truck to pull it. That Ford, the newer Ford F-150 will pull it.
It should. It's rated. It's rated for it to tow 12,000 pounds.
It'll pull it.
Yeah.
Stopping it sometimes. I mean, it'll stop, it pushes you around for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the truck is, Ford rated the truck at 12,000 pounds.
And how much does a 25 weigh?
10.
Yeah.
So but that's, and there it comes into those types of things that you were talking about when, you know, that, and that might be the difference from a guy, because, you know, a galvanized, what is a galvanized steel trailer from Pacific Way? I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of weight.
1,600 pounds, maybe.
Yeah. So yeah. Now all of a sudden,
maybe go aluminum and get a 1,200 pound.
Yeah, trailer. That's, you know, that, like say you start wearing your gear, you can, you could be approaching that amount. But
yeah.
That back to that trailer question, that could be, you know, the difference of multi. You know, if you're saving hundreds of pounds and you're kind of on that waiver, that might be a good call.
Go. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mark from Santee? Hey, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say two things. On that caller that called before about the San Diego, if even if he doesn't win this trip, that is an experience to go on that boat.
No doubt.
It's really good captain, and the crew is great. And, you know, the many that are super good.
Yes.
And yeah. Number two, I want to know what the price range is for the pockets.
What the price range of your boats are. What size boat you're looking for, Mark?
Well, I don't know. I just want to know what the price range is.
You know, the 18s are $40,000.
This includes trailer and
that
motor.
That includes a trailer and the motor.
And a Yamaha and motor, yeah.
And then, you know, when you go up to the 2320 with a trailer and motor, they start at about $95,000. And, you know, by the time you add electronics, bait tank, rocket launcher, you're up in the 120s. The 2520s are 160, and then, you know, they can climb up to 200
if
you're really, you know, loading the equipment on. So there's a there's a whole range.
But here's the thing. You have a great finance guy. I worked with him. And you can finance a boat over, is it 15 years?
15 years.
Yeah. So your payments, you know, over 15 years. And the interest rates are really good right now.
Interest rates are great right
now.
What's so cool about West Coast, too, is you can build the boat with the bait tank and the electronics and the tower. And so you can lump all of that in into your finance. So, you know, you don't have to necessarily take your big hit buying your boat and then try to come out of pocket. You could literally outfit as trick as you want that boat. You can put a Sea Keeper in it if you want, and you guys can take care of all that.
Yes.
All in the finance.
That happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
There you go, Mark. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next we talk to Sid. Sid's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sid. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just had a quick question. I've never owned a boat, but anyway, about warranty programs. Are warranties included with the boat, and do you do extended warranties also?
Yes, the warranties on the Parker are 10 years, and on the hull and equipment is warrantied by the, you know, the pumps and stuff by the manufacturer, and those are typically 3 years. The engine is warranted through Yamaha, and it typically starts out with a three-year warranty, and then a couple times a year, Yamaha comes with a program for extended, and that at no charge to the consumer.
Like right now through
right
March
now.
31st.
And you get right now you get an extra 2 years of warranty,
so
for
five
a total
years.
Of five.
That's killer.
And sometimes they'll even go, you know, 6 years, so you might get 3 years of extended warranty. But right now is a great time to buy, because now you can get that extra 2 years if you're buying it before March 31st.
Yeah,
so
good time.
You got a little bit more time.
You get the boat show price.
Yeah,
and
you get the special
warranty.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Sid, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Rob in La Jolla is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was wondering on that Parker, on the bigger ones, do they have an opening or tailgate on the stern?
Yes.
You know, for bringing in fish.
Yes.
They do.
Uh-huh.
The 25 and the 23
the 25,
and the 28, too?
Yes.
Yeah, all three of those
all
models.
Three of the big guys have it.
Yeah.
I've got a,
which comes in handy.
I've got a really cool photo of like a 250-pounder sliding through the gate on the boat. I'll try and put it up like on
yeah,
our Instagram page or something,
Instagram.
Just to see the gate in action, you know,
yeah.
How nice it is to have that thing
for
coming
sure.
through.
And you know what's amazing? The 25 and the 28, they're big boats.
They're big.
The 23 is a big little boat.
Right.
And I mean, it's 8.5-foot beam. I had one for many, many years and loved that boat. That was like just a fantastic boat. It's an easy boat to trailer. But it's still on the water. It's a big boat.
Yes.
I mean, I've had that thing out in conditions that, ooh, man.
You thought twice about it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it handled it fine.
There's a reason why Brandon Hayward runs all his charters on that. There's a reason why all these, you know, guys use that boat. It's big and it's comfortable. And
yeah.
three and four guys can fish that boat absolutely no problem. Big bait tank, no problem. Big bluefin, no problem. It's a killer boat.
It does the job.
Yeah.
It is, the numbers match up.
Yeah.
You know. For fishing.
Indeed. And with that gate, is that standard now?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's since maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Nice.
They
what a great feature.
They made that a feature, and that carries into the center console line, too.
Okay.
So
both the cabin, walk-around on the 25, and the center console.
Yes. The only boat that doesn't have that gate is that. The 2530, which is the extended cabin, pilot house.
Right. Which is not much application for that out here.
It doesn't seem like there is,
yeah.
But it still has the old transom. They haven't converted that one yet.
I think Paul Lepore had one of those before he bought his new big killer yacht cruiser, and I thought that was so cool because the cockpit was still big. I mean, it's still a big cockpit. It's not as big, no doubt, but they had a hotel built on top of that pilot house. I mean, like, you know, they had a lot of killer fabrication work, and so, like, the tower, you know, that they put on top of it had, like, a bench seat that wrapped around. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It's unconventional and not super popular for out here, but still a cool boat because, I mean, the cockpit is still huge. It's like the same cockpit as a 23, but you've got this giant cabin inside. You can have a stand-up head if you want. Like, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I have a used one.
Oh, do you?
On the lot, yeah. And it's a good configuration.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. I know that it's a lot lesser popular, but
yeah.
I don't know. I like
but
it.
But a lot
cool.
more room if you want to sleep in it. And be
no doubt, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's got a dinette, you know, table.
Yeah.
I can't wait till they actually follow through and come out with their 2830.
That would be a cool boat.
The 28 hull with that same concept of extended cabin.
Yeah.
You know, you still have a big fishing
giant deck.
And knock on wood, maybe someday.
Are they coming out with it?
Yeah, you know, there's talk.
There's talk.
And there's been talk for, you know, 6 years.
Yeah. Very good. Rob, thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's sneak in one more, Rock.
You got it. How about we talk to Norman calling from San Diego? What's up, Norman? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question for you. You know, suppose somebody got one of those single-engine starter boat setups that you mentioned previously on the show, and so I was curious how much somebody should budget for on an annual basis for maintenance and upkeep, and what does that cover?
Generally, the maintenance is going to be on your engine. You know, you're going to want to change the oil every 100 hours. There's service intervals for the Yamahas at 100 hours, and they do spark plugs and oil change and that kind of stuff. And I think on a single four-cylinder engine, I think it's, you know, $250 maybe to do that. I'm not necessarily on the engine side. I'm on the boat sales side more. But as far as other maintenance, you know, it's a fiberglass boat, and there's not a lot of fancy stuff on it, so you can just hose it down.
Best part about a Parker, man.
Yeah.
The maintenance is so little. You know, you do what's appropriate.
Easy
but
care.
That's the best part.
You're going to want to wax it once a year and, and, you know, do your due diligence when you're washing the boat off.
Yeah, keep the metal in good shape.
Yeah, and, you know, flush the engine when you come out of the water.
Right.
And, but it's really not that expensive.
No.
On the maintenance side.
Pretty easy. Indeed. Hey, Norman, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that full-day trip on the San Diego and going to the Fred Hall Show. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com. It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Therez, Stella, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Corrado and SLX DC reels. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used Shimano products for years and knows your needs. Come visit our most spectacular booth in our history. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Long Range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. A big winner of that trip on the San Diego and two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show again, March 4th through the 8th, the Long Beach Convention Center. That's going to Sean in Los Angeles. Sean, congratulations. You're going to have a blast riding that San Diego.
Indeed you are. And Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, of course, two locations, right?
Two locations, yes.
Yeah. You have one in San Diego on Marina Boulevard, and then the other one on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. Like you're heading to the Newport Harbor, you can't miss it. You're right there.
We're the only one on Newport Boulevard.
Yeah. Parker boats sitting right there.
I've got like eight of them.
Yeah.
Well, not right now. I have four of them over at the PCF show over at the fairgrounds. It's it's just saltwater fishing is all it is, and it's a boat show, tackle show going on right now, and I'm going to drive from San Diego back up home and get that show going and hope to see you guys there.
Yeah,
come on by.
After that, we'll see an even bigger space in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got some big things for you.
That's cool.
Yes. Yeah, we got an extra, 10 or 20 feet.
Ooh.
So I'll be able to bring that big 2820 there. That's a big boat.
Yeah.
It makes a big splash.
WestCoastMarine.com.
WestCoastMarine.com.
Or your phone number, which you're very accessible.
Kevin Kelly, and my cell phone is the easiest way. It's a 949 number, 735-5759. So reach out to me that way or Kevin at WestCoastMarine.com.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that very much. Thanks to Adam for doing all that he does. And, of course, Brian here in the studio. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoors. I'm going to be talking all kinds of great tackle and Fred Hall stuff with Mike from Turner's. Thanks for listening today. Great show today. Great show tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.